Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to lift your energy and expand your mind. I just find it so impressive. And I have to say, I really love where we're going on today's episode. You know, so often you hear people talking about how any type of illness or injury or pain or things that are going on with the body are connected to a trauma. And that's actually not the case for a lot of people. But unfortunately, what happens is people think that it's connected to the trauma. And I have seen people spend years and years going through every single trauma they've ever experienced and struggling with it and bringing it up. And meanwhile, years of their lives are passing them by. And if you've been listening to past episodes, then you've probably heard me say before that there are typically a specific combination of emotions or energies in the mind that are connected to every ailment that's going on. And that, of course, is the case with our volunteer today, Sybil. If you recall, we were actually working with her on the last episode, and I have her back for the second half of her session today. And you'll get to see even more that as she's working on stepping into her dreams of what she's always wanted to do, it has to do with her moving forward. And this can show up for people in a lot of different ways. I mean, some people are so overwhelmed at the thought of their future that they would rather stay stuck. But the problem is, of course, that time keeps going on, whether they're wanting to move forward or not. Life is always going to keep going. And of course, there are so many people who are really wanting to step into their dreams or their passion or what they've always wanted to do, and yet feel like it's not possible, or they feel stuck, or they're blocks. And so that's, of course, where we're going today, is we're going to dive in even further. And that said, my biggest suggestion to you would be thinking about your moving forward and see what things apply to you. And maybe it's a part of you that doesn't even want to look at moving forward, or maybe it's a part of you that's been wanting to really step into your next vision or your next creation of life or whatnot, or maybe you're just looking specifically to heal your body, which is fabulous also. And this has something that can give you a key to help you to really reflect on that. And so that's where we're going. And I'm going to be sharing more on this topic with you as we go. So we're going to kind of touch on each point because it really is something to be conscious of, just the things that keep people blocked and how to overcome them. Also, it's very interesting timing, or rather divine timing, for this whole topic to come up because, you know, Sharon Stone, she's a friend of mine, and she just released her book called The Beauty of Living Twice. And in it, she opens up and shares about challenges and health issues she had and traumas, even from childhood. And the reason that I mention this book is because I know that a lot of people think that they have to be perfect to be able to move forward in life. And of course, I mean, she's wonderful, but she's got her imperfections just like everybody else. She's got her stuff. And so if you felt like you had a hard start in life, and so that means you can't do or you can't be something or it's going to hold you back, then I strongly recommend checking out her book. Because really, the majority of celebrities that I know or that I've worked with have their stuff that they've overcome, you know? And a lot of people think that celebrities just have it easy, or they must have had a perfect childhood, or they don't have any trauma to overcome, or things like that. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, having things that are easy and a great life and a wonderful life is perfect. So you don't want to have a feeling like it's a bad thing. We're feeling in, you know, some people have that trauma pride where you have to have more and more trauma. No, definitely not. But I'm just saying that even if you have things that have happened in your past, there's no limit to who and what you can be and what you can do in your life. But you have to be willing to really step forward and remove the blocks that are holding you back from taking steps towards what you really want. And so that said, we're going to step back into the session where we left off from the last episode. And if you recall, I was working with this beautiful woman named Sybil, who's a psychologist who'd been experiencing back pain, which she did release on the last episode, so which was really impressive. And she also has hip pain that's been going on for years. And so that's what we're going to be working on. And she'd been talking about, you know, she'd also broken her leg, so there was that going on, but she came through that. So she had a lot of different things going on, and she was working on moving forward. And so she'd been talking about, she had a website and a blog that she wasn't able to really take live. And so she had a lot of stuckness going on where she really wanted to move forward. And so that said, we're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off with Sybil. So this is the second half of her session. Here we go. Let's dive in with Sybil. Notice the back is gone, right? So now it's, now yeah, you can feel some in the hips, right?
It's more just okay. What's the left? Yeah, it could be in the side, okay. Sort of.
Okay, so great. So yeah, a few things. So I don't want you to get lost on that. So notice for a moment, just bringing into the awareness that, of course, you're planning on crediting people. You already know that, but get it into your emotional being. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, so what's interesting is we can think things, but feeling them and really embodying them creates that difference, right?
Right. Yeah. It's okay for, yeah, it's okay to be I'm being a novice and sharing what other people know and develop my skills that way. That's kind of what I'm doing. Okay. That's great.
Exactly. Well, let's think about this for a moment. How much would you say Oprah has made a living sharing what other people are doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say, oh yeah, she's just a novice?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So a lot of people, they seem to think they have to always be the expert to be able to have any type of respect and notoriety in their field. And they don't.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah. I don't want to be an expert anymore, actually. I want to give that up. Yeah.
Okay. But bingo. All right. So beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and I want you to, bingo. You're just beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the level in your hip. What's your level?
About a 1.5 maybe.
Okay. So I want you to notice the part of you, bingo, that says, this is going to be really hard work.
Yes, I have felt that.
Let me ask you, hard or fun?
Fun.
Great. I'm going to say that again. Hard or fun?
Fun.
Great. Take that in. Hard or fun?
Fun.
Great. Take that in. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to picture that it's actually fun and that you're writing and that you're on that writer's flow and how it feels and you're actually having fun with it. And does it take some work? Absolutely. But you're actually, you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
It feels good. Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. And what if it looked like that literally like moving forward the next year and the next year and the next year. And you just feel like you got more and more momentum and it felt good and fun. What would that feel like?
Awesome.
Awesome. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And take that in. 0 to 10, how much fun, by the way?
About an eight.
And when you're flowing as a writer, where you're flowing and you're doing the creative things, does that feel like more fun than continuing the same practice for the next 10 years?
Yes. A lot more.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. A lot more fun, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Mm-hmm. Easier. So what if actually life wasn't about to get harder, it was about to get easier?
Really?
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right. Level in your hips. 0 to 10.
Wow. It's better. It's still there, but it's a lot less.
It's about a, what, I have about a 0.3.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for two really quick insights. You know, first and foremost, awesome job. She did amazing with her energy that she really started bringing it down that quickly, which is really impressive. Now, a few things to note on that. You know, first and foremost, of course, other people have had these thoughts as well, you know, feeling like something's a challenge or feeling like it's really hard, and they don't really necessarily have pain, or it may not show up for them in the same way. And I want to remind you, it's because, again, there's multiple links. And, you know, again, the easiest way to illustrate that is to think about cake, for instance. You know, if you have flour, you can't make cake. But if you have flour and you mix it with eggs and butter and blah, 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 or vegan eggs and butter, whatever, and you mix it with other ingredients, then you can make a cake. And if you mix flour with something else, you can make a completely different recipe and have a completely different outcome. And so it always has to do with what are those specific ingredients in the mind. But either way, as far as moving forward and learning things and being all that you can be, of course, this is an area that you'll want to make sure to shift because it does make it hard. You know, if you believe something is going to be hard, of course, it will be. And part of the reason is because it can manifest. You know, you can create and attract circumstances and situations that make it feel hard or impossible because you believe it's going to be that way. So that's one thing. Another thing that can happen is that, you know, if somebody's trying to learn to do something new or they're taking on a new task and they have a lot of emotions about it in their mind and in nervous system and subconscious mind, it makes it in itself a lot harder to do. You know, even if you think about a third grader who is trying to learn math, if that third grader is stressed and feeling pressured and all these things to try to learn math, how is that third grader going to do compared if that third grader instead had animal crackers that, you know, he or she was learning how to do math by adding and subtracting animal crackers? You know, it just becomes a completely different thing and feel to it. And it's easier to learn when you're in a more receptive state. And so that said, if you are taking on some type of new task or new thing that you're doing, you'll want to make sure that you really look at creating that reset on the inside. You know, what feelings are you feeling and really making that change? You know, it's interesting that all of the time people have situations or circumstances that they feel like are challenging for them, but they never really look at, okay, well, how am I feeling on the inside about this and what do I really need to do to shift it? And so that said, from this piece, something you'll want to think about is exactly that. Is what mind state and feeling, emotional state, do you want to be in for moving forward in life? What's optimal for you? So you want to think about that and then also think that if there is an area in your life where you are feeling challenged, have you taken the time to really look at creating that shift on the inside first? Because I got to tell you, all of the time, I'll see people who are experiencing a hard time with their relationships or kids or a situation or work or stuck or, you know, even a situation like this where, you know, if you recall with her husband, kind of the backstory as a reminder, you know, her husband had been off of work and he was laid off. And at that time, because they shut down like a whole center and she wasn't sure if he would get another job. And then so she wasn't sure how she was going to move forward into her dreams. And I mean, so there was a lot of things going on because she felt like she was stuck based on her husband's circumstances. And so that's what we had been talking about on the last episode, if you recall, is really looking at the inside and being willing to start creating that change within you and not feeling like you're stuck because of somebody else. You know, just, of course, loving other people, but just continuing to make whatever changes you need to make inside of you to help take your life in the direction that you want it to go. And so just in this part, you'll want to remember that if you do feel like something's going to be hard, reassess that. Maybe look at it in a different way. Think about how you can start to feel empowered with it. Think about how you can start to feel better or like it's going to be easier or like it's going to be fun and really start embodying those changes and embodying that for what you're wanting to do in your life. All right, so that said, there's also another reason that things can feel hard or even impossible. That's another common stuck point, which is where we're going to head right now. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Sybil. So I'm going to push a little bit and be silly. Here we go. And I'm going to say, you go ahead and make it hard. Make it harder. Tell yourself it's going to be a lot harder. Let me know how that goes for you. Let me know how long you stay stuck for. or you could change it.
I could change it.
Great. And who can change it for you, by the way?
Me. I can change it.
Right? You're the only one who can.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that and let me know how that goes for you for the next 5 or 10 years. Yeah. Someone ask you to breathe? Great, great, great. I'm going to ask you to breathe and I'm going to ask you, when do you want to change it? When do you want to start seeing and feeling differently about it and embrace that it would actually be fun and enjoyable and that you could make it into being fun and enjoyable? When do you want to change that?
Today.
No, wait, no, you should totally tell yourself it's going to be really difficult, like a 50. Let me know how that goes.
No, I don't want to wait till a long time. I'm already, I don't have a long time. I've got to get going now.
Well, don't tell yourself that either. I don't have a
long time. I'm already.
Delete. how about instead of making yourself feel late for something, mm-hmm. you feel like, what if right now is divine timing?
Right.
What if right now moving forward? By the way, let's say that you get to a point where you want to quote unquote retire, but instead you have this writing that you continue doing well into your 80s and 90s because you just love writing and you love doing it. What would your life look like? What would your future look like?
Awesome. That's exactly.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
So now is the time to pivot. Now, so it's not about not having a lot of time. It's really you have plenty of time. And mm-hmm. to make this your career moving forward would just be freaking fantastic.
It would.
It would, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. First and foremost, I have to say, I just love her. I mean, she just has a great sense of humor and personality and just, you know, I love how quickly she got it, right? You know, that feeling of telling yourself that you're too late for something is going to stress you out. That is a major block that keeps people stuck. And even though a lot of times people know it's there, they see it and they really just believe it. They believe that it really is too late, or there's not enough time, or they should have done it years ago, and now there's no point, and all of those beliefs come in, and they keep people from ever really taking action for moving forward. And I gotta say, if you notice this in your mind, eradicate it, get rid of it. There's plenty of time. What if now is the time? And you guys, I see people do the most incredible things all of the time. And when you start to really just take action towards what it is that you're wanting and your passion and your dreams and where you want to go, it's an incredible feeling. And by the way, you might be somebody who is already taking action towards what it is that you want. And you're taking action, you're working towards it, and you're even making progress towards it, which is awesome. But a lot of people even then are telling themselves, I don't have enough time. And they're stressing themselves out with this whole time thing. And of course, I'm not saying chill and do nothing. Not at all. What I'm saying is do it from a place of feeling empowered, of feeling excitement, of looking forward to things. You know, the difference is imagine if I'm walking around and going, oh my God, I'm stressed about time. I'm stressed about time. I don't have any time. Okay, that's one feeling, right? Or if I walk around and go, oh my God, I'm so excited to get this done today. I'm so excited to get that done today. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. It's going to be awesome. Okay. Notice it's a whole different feeling. And something you'll want to note is, what is your relationship with life and with your days and with your time? And are you more so leaning towards the angst of rushing and hurrying to get things done? Or are you leaning more towards the excitement of getting things done and enjoying the next thing and the next thing? And if it's not towards the excitement, I strongly recommend making a point to shift it in that direction. You'll find that it makes it easier to accomplish things, to think about things, to learn faster, to be more receptive, just so many things. And by the way, you know, we were talking about learning easier and easier. I have worked with people with learning disabilities or dyslexia or, you know, who felt like they just couldn't learn for one reason or another. And I've helped them to shift out of it to where they go from feeling like they can't even read to reading book after book after book because of being able to shift the mind. And so you'll want to, of course, do this in your life to where you're really feeling excited about life and receptive to the next thing and the next level and just feeling empowered and excited because it's an incredible feeling. And, you know, that's what you want in life, is to really feel and experience life like that. That's when the energy flows, the thoughts flow, the just everything aligns in a more beautiful way. And of course, there's subconscious programming that also needs to be aligned to make things even better. And that's where we're going as we dive back in with Sybil. I think you should totally tell yourself it's way too hard. Don't ever do it. And let me know how that goes for you for the next 10, 20, 30 years.
It's not going to go well.
It's not going to go well, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So I'm going to ask you, when do you want to change this?
Today.
Great. Bring that in. Beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. Bring it in even more. Bring it in even more. It's easy. It's going to be in flow. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it. Is it going to take effort? Yes. But you like writing and getting better and growing. And that sounds fun and fabulous.
Yep. Definitely.
And I'm going to ask, right? Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good. That. Bingo. Bingo. And I want you to look at that old story that it's going to be hard and blah, 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 blah.
I'm giving that away.
Good, good. Don't give it to me.
Okay, <yeah. laughs> I'll let it go.
I don't want it. There you go. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good, good, good. All right. Notice the level of pain in your hip, 0 to 10.
Oh, it's very small.
Bingo. Okay. And there's a, that's what I have is like a point twinge. Yeah. it's like a point one. All right. So bingo. And that's the part of you that doesn't fully trust yourself to move forward. Can you see that part of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 0 to 10. How high is that part?
It's going to come back up. So it's high. It's high. it's old, mm-hmm. that one. I've had it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So bingo. So I want you to notice the part of you. 0 to 10, I get about a level 6 of not trusting yourself to follow through. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's kind of flickering a little bit between a 6 to an 8 to a 4 to a 3 to to a 12 to a 3. It's flickering around. All right. So
I don't want it. I don't want it anymore.
Okay. All right. So bingo. Let me ask you, if you genuinely felt like this was doable,
yeah.
and that it was going to be fun,
yeah.
how hard do you feel like it would be to get yourself to follow through?
Not hard at all.
Not hard at all. So the change, all change, as you know, you've heard this before, all change starts from within, right?
Yeah. It's yeah.
Beautiful. So what I would say is, if you could follow through and make sure to listen to this over and over and over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
and get it in. And the more you embody that it is doable, and the more you feel that fully, the more you're really going to follow through. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
That, bingo, that, bingo. Okay, one more thing. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because there are a few really important things to unpack here. You know, first and foremost, you've probably heard before that famous quote by Henry Ford that's, you know, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. And so you've probably heard before that, you know, it's important to believe in yourself. And even though you've heard that, first and foremost, have you really applied it? And have you applied it to its fullest? You know, something that I did going through my injury is that I reminded myself over and over, just going, well, wait a second, you know, the placebo works. We have proof of that, that there's magic in our minds, if you will. Like somehow the brain has the ability to heal the body. And so I kept reminding myself of that because if not, I would have thought this whole thing is impossible. I'm just going to give up. This is ridiculous because I was just, you know, to me, it was all kind of quackery, except for the fact that there was proof that the placebo worked over and over and over again, more than anything that's ever been tested ever. And so I couldn't overlook that fact that somehow the brain had some type of ability to heal. And so that kept me going to continue to look for the answers. So when you think about your journey that you're on, you know, what is it that you want to remind yourself is possible? You know, even in this sense, I'm saying, well, you know, J.K. Rowling did it, so it is possible. It is possible. The more that you believe that something really is possible, the more that you'll take action to follow through to achieve it. You know, even going through my injury on days when I felt like it was hopeless, oh my God, like I couldn't get myself to take action. I was a mess. They were not good days. Let's put it that way. Pretty dark some of those days. But days where I really felt like I had hope that I could get better, I was motivated. I was trying to figure out what was going on with the brain and understanding, you know, researching nociceptors and the spinal thalamic pathway and different things going on in the brain and in the mind and what was happening and what did I need to change and all of that stuff, you know, the quantum field and, you know, looking at quantum physics and the CAD and, you know, just so many different things, really trying to figure out what made the difference. And again, by reminding myself, look, this somehow has to be possible, it kept me motivated to looking for the answers. And when I wasn't feeling like it even was possible, I couldn't get myself motivated. And so you'll want to remember to make sure to apply that fully when it comes to your health and your life, you know. And by the way, I mentioned that I was telling myself, look, the placebo, and showing myself that, you know, reminding myself that it worked. But
That's the very reason that I do these demonstrations on one episode after another, is because I want people to see it works, it works. And so the nice thing is you have that to show yourself and your mind and go, okay, look, I really can do this. I really can get results. And so that's awesome. And I want to be clear, when it comes to the healing piece, it's not just about belief, because that was something I went through, a phase I went through with healing. And it's something you hear all the time as well, is people will say, oh, well, you just have to believe you're already healed and believe you're already healed. And I got to tell you, I did that for years because that's what I thought. You just have to believe that you're healed and it'll work. And it didn't work. And I did it for several years. So that's definitely not the key. You know, I think a lot of people believe that the placebo only works because people believe it'll work, but that can't be the case, of course. You know, if you're familiar with the open label placebo is where both the doctor and the patient know that it's a placebo. So they know it's a fake pill. And even open label placebos have been shown to work. And so obviously that's not about believing it'll work. I mean, so point being is you do want to believe something that will work for, as far as achievement and getting yourself to follow through. Believing is a must, but believing is not necessarily the core to being able to heal. That, of course, has to do with creating real changes in your energy and your subconscious mind, as we're doing here with Sybil. But again, whatever it is that you're going towards, maybe if it is specifically healing or what you want to move towards in your life, that is key, to really feel like you can do it. And that doesn't mean necessarily all the way, because on my journey, I have to say, you know, I would remind myself over and over and over, like, this has to be possible. It must be possible. I was looking at like atoms in the body and what percentage of them replace themselves every year and going, you know, this has to be possible. So I was taking in multiple sources of data going, you know, this must be possible. And I remember that I had hope that I could do it. And I also still remember the very moment where I was when that hope turned into belief, that I was like, oh my God, this is really going to happen. And so my point in sharing this is that you may not fully believe all of the way, but if you start filling your mind with belief, you'll get yourself to start taking action towards the things that you want. And as you start taking action and seeing some improvement towards the things that you're wanting, it becomes more real. And I guess a simple way to illustrate that would be to think about if you're taking a trip across country and you're driving, and you know, if you're going onto the opposite side of the country, it might seem to you, if you were a kid, like you're never going to get there, right? And then as you start getting closer, you start seeing signs, you start seeing mileage signs, or you start seeing landmarks or different things that show up. And the more you start to see those signs, the more it feels like, oh my God, we're actually going to get there, right? And so again, point being is it's a simple illustration, but if you fill your mind with the belief that you can do something and you really get it going and you take action on it and you start making progress towards it, it'll become more and more real to you. And that's where you'll make it to breakthroughs that you didn't feel like you could achieve. I mean, all of the time I work with people who look back on what they've achieved and they go, oh my God, like they can't believe where they used to be compared to where they are now. And they look back and they're like, oh my God, that just seems like a different person in a different life. And so whatever it is in your life, you want to make sure that you're taking that action, you're filling your mind with the belief, and you're continuing to really take steps towards it. It's powerful. And so that's what you'll want to start doing in your life with your mind, is making sure to tell yourself and remind your mind all of the reasons why you really can do it. All right, so let's go ahead and take this to the next level as we dive back in with Sybil. And I want you to notice how you have heard the story many, many, many times that you can't do this.
Yes.
Like, you can't make money at this, right?
Yes.
So I want you to take that story mm-hmm. and imagine what J.K. Rowling's story would have looked like if somebody told her you can't make any money writing fiction.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't even have Harry Potter. We wouldn't have Harry Potter.
That'd be awful. Right?
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about, maybe you don't need to be J.K. Rowling. She's her. Yeah. But I want you to think about those limitations. And what if you didn't believe them?
Yeah. Well, not, we'd have no books if everyone believed them.
Mm-hmm. We would. We would have no books.
No books.
I'm going to ask you to breathe.
That'd be awful.
That would be awful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice that old story. You could go ahead and keep that old story if you want to keep that.
No, hey, thanks.
To you.
No, it's all good. I can let it go.
We let it go. We won't even give it to J.K. Rowling. Instead, we'll wish her even more success,
yeah.
More money, and more fiction books coming out.
Yeah.
And cheers to her.
Yes.
And big up. Absolutely, and cheers to you. So I'm going to ask you to take in the feeling. Bingo. Great. Bingo. Gone. Bingo. All right, so I want you to notice the level in your hip, 0 to 10.
Wow, it's much less. It's less than it's been for years. It's hard to find it now. Yeah.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Great. So I'm... You are so welcome, Anna. So I'm going to ask you to make sure to embody this.
Yeah.
So bingo. I want you to follow through. So not trusting yourself is still flickering a bit. And as far as checking in, bingo. Bingo. As far as checking into the hip, I can't find any. Can you?
Yeah, I can still find
there's
it.
There's a little twinge as you were moving around. It feels like you're moving around a lot to be able to find it. Yeah. There's like a point, even got a point two on that.
Yeah, but now I
know. What?
Well, now that I know that what it is, though, I can really work on that. So I think
absolutely.
I can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And part of what's happening is really... really looking at it and making sure you have a solid plan. And this is part of the issue with the plan, by the way,
mm-hmm.
is notice, and you'll notice when you re-listen to this, how you were saying, so I can stop working and start that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part of you that's wanting to do a stop and then a start.
Right.
Which isn't going to feel comfortable for you or your family versus
right.
a transition.
Okay.
And so that's the part in your plan that you're going to want to revisit also.
Right. Okay.
And bingo. Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Transition, not stop and start. Much safer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not only that, but that's the way it feels doable to move forward.
Got
that
it.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Beautiful.
And I want to thank you so much, Brandy, because you helped me so much with my leg too, because the physio was really painful and it really helped me. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I want to give you the biggest hug. I love you've been able to move through it in a beautiful way and you're so welcome.
I've just been able to stay so positive because of everything that you teach. So yeah, anyway. Obviously, I can't say it without crying, so sorry, but thank you.
You're so welcome and so beautiful, and I'm sending you the biggest hug. And and you know what? I love that you've moved through that and game on, right?
Game on
to the next level. You're just beautiful. You're so beautiful.
So
I just,
you.
Just adore. Thank you. Thank you. That... You're making me cry.
you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. You're beautiful. And game on, right? So yeah. Now here you are and you've released the back pain and you've like the hip pain's way, way down and there's just a twinge and it's about taking that next step moving forward. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful job. And I adore you.
You too. And,
thank you, lovely.
Game on.
Game on. Game on. And I wish you a most wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Game on.
You too, Brandy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this even more because there are some really powerful insights from this. And I have to say, first and foremost, I just love this woman. I mean, what a sweetheart and a beautiful heart and a great sense of humor and great awareness. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful being. And also, just a reminder, as far as that last part where she was just in tears, I don't know if you remember, but in that first part of the session, she mentioned that she had broken her leg really badly and she had been in the wheelchair, walker, cane, went through that whole phase and that it was really hard for her. And so in case you missed the connection, that's what she was referring to when she was saying that she just kept listening to help bring in positivity. So, and by the way, on that note, if you do know somebody who this episode or an episode could help, please make sure to share it. I mean, hope itself is so powerful and so helpful for people getting through hard times and getting to the other side. So I love that. I love that she shared that. So beautiful. And also something else she shared was her follow-up after the session. You know, it's been a few weeks since I worked with her. And her follow-up was just really beautiful. You know, she mentioned that she did get her website live and active and is working on the blog and she's doing all of these things and she's so excited. And her hip pain has remained completely gone. So that's awesome. And she did it. Now, I do want to say it's not quite perfect because her back pain is actually back. And if you recall from the last episode, this was an emotional shift that she really needed to reinforce. And so this email came in with her follow-up with this information right before I was recording this. So of course I had my team respond back and said, okay, well, make sure to reinforce the information from that first session and get it in and really create that shift because that was even more of an emotional shift that she needed to embody. And I have to say, you guys have heard me on past episodes really talk about the importance of integrity and also feeling in integrity. And that can be two things. I mean, people have patterns of guilt all the time where they didn't really do something wrong and yet they feel guilty. And so if that's the case, you of course want to shift it. Or people who are doing things and then they're trying to justify it. And I see that all the time too. And you'll just want to remember that integrity is a key part of life manifesting and unfolding in a more positive way. And of course, there are more pieces to it, but it is an important component. And so if you recall, she had been working on wanting to write fiction books and that she was going to credit people and she just needed to make sure to really embody that feeling of knowing that she was going to make that happen and really feel that change and embody it. Awesome job on getting her hip pain to stay gone. And if you recall, she had had that for several years. How awesome is that, that she's been able to keep it gone? I mean, so impressive and relieving, you know? Nobody wants to be in pain. It's just not fun. And of course, it makes it harder to really feel enthusiastic to step fully into the life you really want. You know, and by the way, speaking again of books and stepping into the life that you want, what I'm going to do is I mentioned Sharon Stone's book in the very beginning. And what I'll do is if you do want it, I'm just going to go ahead and put a link to her book on this podcast episode on my website. So if you want a link to go get it, then you'll have that link available for you. And again, part of the beauty of it is seeing that you don't have to be perfect to create an incredible life. You know, she's not perfect. and she's had her own things, and neither am I. You know, I've had my own things, and you probably had, everybody's had, and she had childhood stuff also. And so if you feel like you've been held back because of the way that you were raised or things that happened or traumas that happened in your childhood, I think this book is really powerful to look at it and say, anybody can have anything go on in their life, and they can really take their life to the next level or levels. I mean, she has obviously done that very beautifully, and it's impressive and noteworthy. And by the way, a lot of people think celebrities, you know, they're pretty shallow and they don't have any depth or anything like that. And you'll see there's depth, there's heart, and that, you know, everybody has their challenge and everybody has their things to overcome. And it's just, I think it's when you look at it from that perspective and awareness, it can be really powerful to helping you realize that you don't have to be perfect. Of course, you want to keep doing the work and keep cleaning your patterns and, you know, and keep changing. And any hurts that come up for you, you want to look inside and say, what is the hurt? What's going on? What do I need to change and grow and shift? So, of course, you want to keep clearing and keep growing and all of that. But again, the point being is that you really can continue to grow and expand and do incredible things with your life. And by the way, on this last segment with Sybil, we were talking about how she had been told over and over that it was something that she couldn't do. And, you know, we've probably all been there before on some level. You know, I know even in talking with Sharon, there are plenty of things that she has been told that she couldn't do that she did achieve, which are beautiful. And, you know, by the way, in my own life, as I was going through my injury, nobody around me really felt like I could get better. There was one person who believed in me, and that was my physical therapist. She was trying to get resourceful with me, which I love. But everybody else was like, this is not going to work. You know, even my neighbor at the time, just this beautiful woman who actually ended up becoming like a second mother to me. And not because she was taking care of me or anything like that. That wasn't the case. I didn't want her to help take care of me. But because we became so close at heart and we would laugh. And even as I was working on walking, she did do laps with me as I was working on walking around the neighborhood and stuff like that. So it was really, really sweet. And we would laugh and talk, and it was a beautiful recovery. It was just so beautiful. But when I had been at my worst, she would tell people like, oh my God, my poor neighbor's crazy. She thinks she's going to heal. And to this day, we'll laugh about it. It's so sweet. And actually what I'm going to do is there's a video of her and I talking and laughing. And I'm actually going to share that link on my website also with this episode. So if you want to see that, you'll hear her say, yes, like she didn't believe it was possible. And then she would tell people, it's not possible. And you'll see in the video where we're actually talking about her telling people that I wasn't going to get better. And this was going on for like years. And yet, again, I still did. And so just reinforcing that awareness to your mind that everything is possible when you feed the right information to your mind and to your emotions. And so that said, I strongly recommend come to my website, make sure to check out the podcast episode, check out the links, get her book, check out the video, really feed your mind with some incredible positive information to help you take your life to the next level. All right. So as I said with Sybil at the end of her session, game on. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.